Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Grandmother's Day, maybe too, right? Grandmothers, we celebrate grandmothers. Amen. All right, so we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11. If you have your Bibles, if not, Derry's going to put it up on the screen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 through 27. Hebrews 11, 23 through 27. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, so much. As everyone has said already today, we thank you for our mothers. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to live in America, so we can come to this church building and celebrate you and study and learn and grow and make friends. We just thank you. Lord, we ask that you'll help our military running around the world, keeping us free. As always, bless our missionaries, those home missionaries and those foreign missionaries that are running around the world spreading the good news of the gospel. I ask you to protect them, keep them safe. Help me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, verse 27. So let's read it. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Everybody said amen. Amen. Bear with me. I got something in my eye. Not kidding. I really do. All right. So happy Mother's Day again. And I'll start out by saying this. Abraham Lincoln said this. All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Now his mother was Nancy Hanks Lincoln, and she died when Abraham Lincoln was 9 years old. He only knew her for a short time, but it's said that he remembered her for her warm affection and her example. In that short time, she built a solid foundation for President Lincoln, and this is how he ended up treating other people. Those early lessons from his mother would form many of the traits he would be known for. Now, I too have an angel mother. She couldn't make it this morning. She wasn't feeling well. Who provided for me and my brother during life's many challenges. Simply put, my mom has always been there for me and my brother, and she always put us first. Anybody can relate to that? Although I've told her many, many times how I appreciate her and love her, she will really probably never know how her influence in my life helped shape me, mold me, and make me the person that I am today. I believe with all my heart that when I got saved in Okinawa, Japan, it was because of my mother's prayers. She prayed specifically for certain things to happen, and they did, and they lined up in my life. And I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I owe more to my mom than words could ever capture. I'd also like to pay tribute to the angel mother of our children, my beautiful and sweet wife, Lynn. She is the mother of our three successful boys, Dallas, Lance, and Daniel. She's also the grandmother of our seven precious grandchildren. Lance is actually here today, and his beautiful, sweet wife, Rachel, with our three grandchildren. You guys probably met Claire running around with me. I got to do this, right? If you were up here, you'd do it too, right? Clara and Anna, who played baseball yesterday and did great. She had a double and scored a run. And then there's Luke. Hey, Luke. He's an awesome kid. Awesome young boy. Sure is. Now, let's see. Let's start. People tell me, as a counselor, people tell me and mention things to me all the time about, what are we going to do with this young generation? Anybody asking that question? You can't hardly watch the news today without crazy, rebellious stuff going on. People say, you know, maybe we need to do something different. Well, I disagree with you. I think we need to do something old. We need to turn to the Word of God and raising our kids. It's the only force. It's the only power that's strong enough to change a generation. Now, I work with some rough people. I've worked in the prison, worked in drug treatment programs, mental health hospitals, and I've seen some really rough people. I've seen people get well from counseling, but not many. But I've seen a lot of people, rough, tough, hard people, when they have an encounter with Jesus, change their whole heart. Not being religious or playing religion, because that doesn't work. I'm talking about an encounter with God. By them placing their faith in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I've seen miracles happen. Miracles. Young folks getting changed. In my mind, the most powerful influence on earth today is a godly mother and her prayers and her faith. They can change the direction of her children's lives, thus changing the world. Think about this as we go through this Bible story, this specific example of a mother in the Bible. When I was reading Hebrews, you're thinking, what's this got to do with Mother's Day? The verse we read, chapter 11, like we all call the heroes of the faith, God mentions Moses, but begins with the faith of his parents. Amram was his father, and Jochebed was his mother. Though he doesn't call their names, he says that they helped Moses become a great man of God, his parents. By faith, Moses, when he was born, we read, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Now listen closely to this, especially if folks have young children or young grandchildren. His parents' faith saved him from death during that early time, and his mother built his foundation in God so strong that when he became of age, it was no longer his parents' faith, but Moses responded from his own place of faith. Raise up a child to love God and serve Him, and they will not depart. They will come back. They will come back. For some of you, your children or grandchildren may be what we call wayward right now, maybe not coming to church. Keep trusting. Keep believing, and they will. We can trust God on that one. With this strong start, Jochebed gave him, Moses grew up to be one of God's greatest servants. Now, his mother's name, Jochebed, means glorious mother in Hebrew. She lived up to her name too. In the eyes of the world, she was a young Egyptian slave girl. But by faith, she raised her son and changed history. Mothers, listen to me. God has a promise for you too. God has scriptures as being a mother that you can stand on in the Word of God. Now, Jochebed and Moses symbolizes three key points, and we're going to cover those real quickly this morning, about how a person, or more specifically, a mother, can be a mother of faith. Now, here's number one, if you're taking notes. Faith's vision. Faith's vision sees the promises of God and believes in them and then acts on them. Amram and Jacob saw that Moses was a beautiful child and full of potential. Look at your children and believe that they are full of potential. That they are awesome. Don't ever tell your child this. Oh, look at little Johnny. He's mean as a snake. Look at him. He's mean as a snake. Guess what he's going to grow up to be? Mean as a snake. You may be kidding. You may be joking around with your uncles and aunts and cousins. But be careful what you speak over your children. Amen? See them. See them as God sees them. Encourage them to study God's Word and pray. I know that every mother thinks her baby is beautiful, right? I've seen some really beautiful babies. I'm not going to say it. And I've seen some other challenging babies, right? I had to say a little bit. That's wrong, isn't it? I'm sorry. Jochebed and them, they saw this little baby through God's eyes. They were familiar with God's Word. They knew that God told Abraham hundreds of years prior that his descendants would be held captive and that God would raise up a leader to bring them out of captivity. So I believe that whenever they prayed for little baby Moses, the Holy Spirit moved in their hearts, reminded them of the Word of God, and they just kind of knew, wow, he's special. Maybe he has a purpose in God. Amen. Mothers, when God gives you little children, look at them and say, wow, he's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's a gift of God. He's a gift from God. Yes, I know they can be a handful sometimes. But see them with faith's vision, as Jochebed saw Moses. And then you grab a hold of the Word of God, find a few scriptures, and you hold on to it for your children, for your grandchildren. And you pray those scriptures over your children and your grandchildren. And you hold your ground. Right? Number two, faith's venture. Faith turns God's promises into action. It's not just enough to say, I'm going to pray for my baby, I'm going to give them to Jesus, and everything's going to be all right. Okay, yes, that may be true, but that sounds great. Faith without what? Works is dead. Jochebed actually took action, and she hid him from Pharaoh's soldiers after the decree from this crazy guy about drowning all the boys. By faith, she did all she can do. Ladies, listen to that. By faith, she did all that she can do. Now, sometimes, all you can do is all you can do. You've done everything you can do, especially when they get past 13, 14, you know, raised your children. You might not want to believe it or not. And I've seen too many young folks do good, and I've seen too many go bad. Around the age of 12, 13, 14, give them structure, pray for them and trust them, give them a safe environment. The time to really focus your time in is when they're really young. Really, really young. Jochebed, at the end, took action. At some point in life, everybody listen to this, some point in life we have to release them into the hands of God. As a mom, as a dad, sometimes that's the hardest thing you can do, isn't it? You've done everything you can do, and you got to release them into God. Sometimes all we can do is watch them in that little basket float down the river of life. I guarantee most of you know exactly what I mean by that. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes all we can do is put them in that little basket, metaphorically speaking here, trust God, pray, and just watch them float down that river of life. That's where we have to trust God. Mothers, fathers too, that's where we have to trust God. We have to pray for them, release our faith, trust God, and stand on God's promises. Number three, faith's valor. Jochebed was not afraid of the king's ridiculous, evil command to drown the baby boys. People say there are such fearful and awful days that we live in. The young people are out of control. Yes, we live in desperate days. The Bible prepares us for that. It tells us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Godly people above all should be training in their children up in the ways of the Lord to defend their faith and trust Jesus. Parents, mothers, don't be afraid. If God be for you, who can be against you? Take your position in faith and trust God with your children. Mothers have a tendency to worry more than us hard-headed men. Right? Men do worry too, but mothers, you know, they're really emotionally charged in that. Moses' parents looked past the king of Egypt to the king of kings. And they said that we were not afraid. Times were perilous in Moses' day, and times are perilous here too. I'm not being negative or pessimistic, but times are going to get worse. They're going to get worse. Thank God for Christian godly parents, mothers. Now, God miraculously answered Jochebed's faithful prayers. And y'all know the story. I'm preaching to the choir sometimes here. Not only was Moses' life spared, but Pharaoh's daughter adopted him, hired Jochebed to nurse and tend her own child, and she got paid to do it. That's ironic, isn't it? And when you're trusting God and you're raising them right, God will come in and intervene on your behalf. Jochebed had made a little ark out of reeds. She placed her baby in it, and then she said, God, this is all I can do now. You see, when we pray, when we believe God for our children and our grandchildren, He can take a little ark made out of reed and turn it into a battleship to sink Pharaoh's kingdom. You can do that in our lives. Mothers, listen to me. Grandmothers, trust God. Believe God. Be women of faith. Don't ever, ever give up on your children or your grandchildren. Yes, Moses made some mistakes, but he had an incredible value system. I'm sure he received it from his parents at a young age, especially his mother caring for him and loving him in the palace. You see, he could have been king of all of Egypt. On one hand, he saw the riches of Egypt, and on the other hand, the glories of Christ. Moses, I'm just kind of making this up, but Moses had gone to the University of Egypt. I mean, in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, it said that he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. But a mother of faith trained him day by day, putting something in his heart all the secular professors could not take away. Hear what I'm saying? A great battle rages over our children's values. Maybe we could try this instead of telling our children, don't do this and don't do that. That's okay, sure. Maybe we should ask ourselves, what am I giving them that's better than the world? I read a study not long ago, maybe a couple years ago. This university student was getting his PhD from one of the seminaries, I can't remember right now. He did a huge, big study to try to find out why young people were leaving the church. When they got of age, they just left the church. And greater than anything, this was what it boiled down to. That the young people honestly reported in this research, they really didn't see the power of God or anything within their family being raised when they were raised. They really didn't see the difference that God or church made in their life. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? So what are we giving them? Are we showing them the riches of Jesus, the beauty of Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Creator of everything? Do they see? See, when the moment comes in their life, when they're making a decision, if we've raised them up right, raise them up, they'll say, I don't want Egypt. I choose Christ. So be encouraged, guys. Be encouraged. Mothers, be encouraged. A mother's faith and her values will last even after she's gone. Right, Mr. Gary? A mother's love, a mother's faith, a mother's values will last even after she's gone. So my prayer today is, may you put in the work to become and allow God to make you a mother of faith. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers. Thank you for our fathers. Lord, thank you above everything that you loved us so much that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross and you raised him from the dead, from that grave, to offer us eternal life. So Lord, during this song of invitation, if there's someone who'd like to give their life to Christ, I'll be glad to pray with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand.